what's going to be done to, you know, reopen the parks for people with dogs and things like that?
Yes, we do have plans to open these parks. They're obviously under construction now, and we'll should be open to someone. Is there, let's see, is it Deeb or anyone? Amy, do you want to take this? Great. Let me answer that. This is Amy Ford, is our Director of Transportation Infrastructure.
Hi there. We are excited to showcase parts of the finished 16th Street. And if you all have been down here lately, I was down last weekend, you're seeing a vibrancy and a people returning, just an activation. It's a space to play, to enjoy. It honors the legacy of what 16th Street was. And it's really a way for us to sort of come to the heart of what we have as downtown. As far as how we're progressing right now on our construction is you will see the vast majority of 16th Street open by Memorial Day. And so you'll see that and you see us actively working right now on that corridor. And so when I say the vast majority of it will open, the parts towards the end will still be a bit under construction as we go towards Civic Center. And additionally, there will be one small block here just in the middle that we'll be putting the finishing touches on that will be then finished by June-ish, July. But we're excited to invite everyone downtown. And if this is a manifestation of how...
The Denver Planning Board reviews and makes recommendations to the Mayor and Denver City Council on rezoning requests, district design standards, and other land use rules. This meeting of the Denver Planning Board begins now.
Good afternoon and welcome to the April 16th meeting of the Denver Planning Board. We start this meeting with a roll call. Let me start with Alicia.
Alicia Quinn-Hammond.
Melissa Mejia.
Rachel Marion.
Sarah Horse.
Alicia Kung.
Jordan Bluff.
Mary Coddington.
And I'm Fred Glick, and I'll be serving as your chair today. We do have a quorum. We will start this meeting, as we do every meeting, with an opportunity for general public comment. These are comments about anything which is not otherwise on our agenda today that people want to share with the board. We do have two speakers signed up via Zoom. You will each have 3 minutes to make your comment. And we'd ask you if you're comfortable to please start by stating your name and if you're comfortable, your address. The board will not engage in any discussion about these items. We are simply hearing comments. So we will start now with Susan Livingston, who will be followed by Jeff Mauck. Go ahead. Thank you.
Okay. Thank you for this opportunity. I'm Susan Livingston, president of the Bell Carroll Park Homeowners Association, which is an RNO. I'm speaking to you about the Bell Carroll Center, which is at 825 South Colorado Boulevard and is presently a King Super site. The developers are seeking neighborhood approval for 12 stories on a site currently zoned Commercial Corridor 3, and Blueprint Denver suggests zoning at 5. This site is next to a suburban zoned area. We fear two things. The city, including the planning department, is seeking to expedite this project without neighborhood feedback and approval. And second, building 12 stories adjacent to a suburban zone. Our RNO only learned about this proposed 12 stories in October 2020. Yet CORA reports show the city and developer had been exploring 12 stories since early 2023. And during this time, we were in touch with the developer and councilman's office and were told, I wish to push on the inappropriateness of 12 stories adjacent to a suburban context. The city officials pointed to the Galleria building, a City of Glendale building, as context. This is not appropriate for several reasons, including that Glendale is not even invited to weigh in at a community meeting. They are not considered a stakeholder because they are a separate city. Our suburban area is indeed single family zoning, and we are not opposed to multiple family housing coming into our area. And we are aware that Colorado Boulevard is proposed for the rapid bus plans. Again, we were not identified as stakeholders until 2 weeks ago, and we are adjacent to South Colorado Boulevard. So something is not right here. We're not being included in the conversations. Bell Carroll Park is an architectural HOA and an RNO. We are used to thinking in land use terms and architectural forms. So far, we haven't seen any, not any details from the developer, city planning, or transportation, and we've asked many times over the past 6 months. We wish to convey today at this meeting to the city and developer and all parties that we are not some pesky neighborhood organization that wants to delay or defeat development. On the contrary, we welcome reinvestment and redesign. But this height is unacceptable, and it amounts to spot zoning. And asking at Bell Carroll Park to approve rezoning without any hard details is expediting the process without neighborhood feedback. So we ask the city and all on the planning board, when you go back to your jobs, to please encourage the developer and city to produce real plans so that we can have real conversations. Thank you very much.
Thank you, Ms. Livingston. Next up, we have Jeff Mauck. I'm sorry, I'm not quite sure if I'm pronouncing that right, but please unmute yourself and go ahead. You'll have 3 minutes.
Thank you, Planning Board, for your time. I'm speaking on behalf of Bell Carroll Park, Polo Club, Bonnie Bray, and Stokes RNOs. Over the past 5 years, our community has actively sought updates on the Bell Carroll Shopping Center, and we have met with Kentro and Councilperson Cashman as well. We later learned that the local RNOs were excluded from discussions regarding the maximum height and that Doty has proposed to remove 1.5 acres for road improvements, which will worsen traffic. Our neighborhood has existed for decades and any development should reflect our suburban zoning. Blueprint Denver supports revisiting transitions between urban and suburban heights. We have learned that CPD internal memo recommends 5 stories. While we understand the need for more housing in Denver, this can be achieved when the current zoning or a mix of CC3X to MX5 or possibly a PUD. Exceeding this limit establishes a precedent for upzoning and spot zoning adjacent to existing neighborhoods while neglecting community planning guidelines. Bell Carroll Park has always supported new housing development and understands that relocating affordable housing to greenfield areas outside the city has environmental and financial implications. Our objective is to find a solution that balances development needs with community integrity. When the time comes, we kindly ask the planning board to consider a decision that benefits both the neighborhood and the developer while also contributing to housing and retail opportunities. Thank you, planning board.
Thank you very much. Next on the agenda, we do have 2 meeting records for approval. Begin with the record for March 5th. Does anyone have any corrections or comments on that meeting record? If not, I'll take a motion to approve the meeting record.
I move to approve the meeting record for March 5th.
Do I have a second? Okay, so moved by Gosha and seconded by Rachel. I'll do a roll call vote. Alicia?
Aye.
Sarah?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Rachel?
Aye.
Jordan?
Aye.
Gosha?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. That motion is carried. Next, we have the meeting records from March 19th. Any comments or questions about those or corrections on those minutes? Seeing none, I'll take a motion.
I'll move to approve the meeting minutes from March 19th.
Second.
Thank you. So moved by Jordan, seconded by Gosha. I'll take a roll call vote again. Alicia?
Aye.
Sarah?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
Rachel?
Aye.
Jordan?
Aye.
Gosha?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. That motion is also carried. Thank you. Next, I would like to just provide an opportunity, should any members have any disclosures or conflicts that they'd like to raise today? Any of the items? Okay. Seeing none, we will go to the consent agenda. Is there any member who would like to pull the item off of the consent agenda? Seeing none, I would take a motion to approve the consent agenda.
I move to approve the consent agenda.
Go ahead.
Second.
So moved by Mary, seconded by Rachel. We'll go ahead and do a roll call vote. Roll call vote. Alicia?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
Rachel?
Aye.
Sarah?
Aye.
Gosha?
Aye.
Jordan?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. That motion is carried. We'll next move on to the regular agenda. There are two items on the regular agenda, and as mentioned in the email you all received today, staff has determined that the first case, 2025-I-00018, is clearly consistent with the rezoning criteria and has not generated significant controversy. I would like to also suggest that the second item, application 2024-I-00184, rezoning 1149 South Navajo Street, is also clearly consistent with rezoning criteria and does not appear to have generated significant controversy. And I would note that we do not at this time have anybody signed up to speak on either. Would any member have any objection with waiving the presentation for either of those items? Okay, thank you. Seeing none, we will continue with public hearings on both of those, but we will waive the staff presentation. Accordingly, I will open the public hearing for official map amendment application 2025-I-00018, rezoning 1060 South Emporia Street from OSB to OSA. We are waiving the staff presentation. Presumably then there's no applicant presentation. I do not see anybody signed up for public comment on that item. So I will open it up to the board for questions. Rachel.
Is the city buying the land to turn it into a park? Is that what's happening? It isn't OSB is not owned by the city. OSA is owned and maintained by the city.
So, from Peñafiel. Fred actually asked me the same question right before the meeting. So just to give you a little bit of context, and I could have added it at the staff report, I apologize, I'm going to add it for Ludi. But so this property was privately owned, and it was rezoned, I want to say, a couple years ago, and I'm going to add that date as well. It was supposed to be a private swimming pool. The developer couldn't make it work. They had to sell the property, so they sold it to the city. So the city is now looking at rezoning so that it can be a publicly owned, like a public park. Hmm. So that's the story behind.
Thanks.
Any further questions? Jordan?
No, sorry.
Oh, sorry.
Just a gesture.
Okay. Seeing no further questions, I will go ahead and close the public hearing and open it up for any deliberation. Seeing none, I'll welcome a motion.
I move to recommend the City Council approve application number 2025-I-00018, rezoning 1060 South Emporia Street from OSB to OSA, finding the applicable review criteria met.
Do I have a second?
Second.
Okay, moved by Jordan, seconded by Sarah. We will proceed to a roll call vote.
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
Rachel?
Aye.
Sarah?
Aye.
Gosha?
Aye.
Jordan?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. That motion is carried. That item is complete. Thank you. Next up, I will open the public hearing for official map amendment application 2024-I-00184, rezoning 1149 South Navajo Street from GMU5, UO3, and ERH2.5 to GMU5. We have waived the staff presentation on this. Is there an applicant presentation? No applicant presentation. I do not see anyone signed up for public comment for this item. Accordingly, I will open it up to the board for any questions. Seeing no questions, I will close that public hearing and open it for deliberation by the board. Jordan, was that a yay or is you just kind of waving?
My hands are just all over the place right now. I'm still not.
All right. Seeing none, I'll certainly welcome a motion.
I move to recommend that City Council approve application number 2024-I-00184, rezoning 1149 South Navajo Street from GMU5, Use Overlay 3, and ERH2.5 to GMU5, finding the applicable review criteria have been met.
Thank you. So moved by Rachel, second by Alicia. We will go ahead, unless there's any discussion of the motion, to proceed to a roll call vote. Alicia?
Aye.
Melissa?
Aye.
Rachel?
Aye.
Sarah?
Aye.
Gosha?
Aye.
Jordan?
Aye.
Mary?
Aye.
And I vote aye as well. That motion is carried. That is the conclusion of our regular agenda. Are there any items for CPD chair time?
I will be sending an email out for everyone to look for people for planning board. We're going to be looking for to fill some spots. So I have like a kind of template that you can share that it talks about what we're looking for. So if you have any people that could be interested, I was saying at the beginning of the meeting, we're going to be looking for like hopefully some community members. That would be great. People where we don't have a lot of representation, so different areas. So yeah, please spread the word.
Very good. Any questions? Yes, Mary.
Yeah, I'm just curious when and how we're deciding who from the planning board is going to be a part of the Unlocking Housing Choices?
That's a good question. I have not heard yet. Okay. Let me check with that team. Let me check with the project coordinator for that, the case manager, and I'll get back to you.
Yeah. I checked your Andrea web, which is probably last week. You said, we should announce by the end of the month.
Okay.
Any further questions, comments for the good of the order? Yes, Jordan.
Was it? Yeah, so this is my second to last planning board meeting. I will be at the next one, and that will be the end because my family and I are moving to Vancouver.
Wow.
It's end of next month. So,
wow.
It's been in the works for a while, but there was a few things that we now wanted to get settled before we made, you know, announcements to the world. And I was also waiting for my wife to quit her job, so I didn't post things on like LinkedIn or something that they would see. But yeah, this is it's hard to leave you alone. It's been so great, and I will be here next time, so I won't say anything about goodbye yet. But thank you for everything, and I will be sad to be gone. I'll be missing you all. Appreciate it.
So is it the next meeting a good one to finally go and? Yeah. To that happy hour that we've been postponing.
Yeah, that'd be great. Come in.
I mean, it's going to be a little bit of a longer meeting next week, this in 2 weeks.
That'd be better for me. I've brought my kids to go to bed.
There you go. So maybe I'll send out an invitation to go across the street and just.
We can go to the beer garden at Evan School.
Yeah,
you can all come see the new Evan School before you leave.
Okay, I'll send an email so that everyone can try to arrange time to do.
Great. So that is the 7th of May. My wife's working late that night, too. Perfect.
Can you take us with you? You have the ocean. Health care.
Rules are next.
University funding.
Yeah.
It's so crazy.
All right. Anything else? Anything else? If seeing nothing from anyone else, I think we can adjourn at 3:17.
Right. Well, I hope you've had fun today with Storytime with Mr. John. We are going to say goodbye before we leave. And if you remember, we said hello with the wave of our hands. And now we're going to say goodbye with a wave of our hands. And our song goes like this. Are you ready? We wave goodbye like this. We wave goodbye like this. With our friends at story time, we wave goodbye like this. And then we always finish with a kiss. Mwah! We kiss goodbye like this. Mwah! We kiss goodbye like this. Mwah! With our friends at story time, we kiss goodbye like this. One last kiss. Mwah! All right, friends, thank you for joining us for Story Time with the Denver Public Library. Have a wonderful day. Bye.